This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. As the weather gets colder, restaurants that have relied on outdoor dining will need heaters and tents to keep customers warm. To help supplement those costs, the state announced a grant program for those restaurants. Governor Jared Polis says Xcel Energy will donate an initial $500,000 to the program, plus a match of up to $250,000.
And I hope that Coloradans, if you're not eating out and you're not ordering out, would consider donating some of that money that you would have spent doing so to help restaurants stay in business through this and provide a safe outdoor dining experience, which has been one of the key ways that restaurants were able to get through the summer.
Donations can be made at helpcoloradonow.org. Colorado's Senate candidates had their final debate last night. The two argued over whether Republicans or Democrats are to blame for Congress not passing another coronavirus aid package. Former Governor John Hickenlooper continued to tie Senator Cory Gardner to President Trump, while Gardner attacked Hickenlooper for his record on ethics. Those exchanges led the moderator to ask,
"You two disagree on a lot of different things, but I'm curious whether you believe that your opponent here is a moral and ethical man. Mr. Gardner, do you believe that of Mr. Hickenlooper?"
"Well, thank you. I have grave concern with Governor Hickenlooper."
"It's a yes or no question, sir."
I have grave concern about his contempt, how he can stand in front of us and say there are only two charges.
We're not going to filibuster the yes or no. Thank you. Mr. Hickenlooper, do you believe that Mr. Gardner is a moral and ethical man?"
"Yes."
When asked if they believe President Trump is moral and ethical, Hickenlooper said no. Gardner said yes, but added that Trump could better communicate with the American people. A former candidate for Idaho governor has been indicted in the murder of John L. Matthews, a 12-year-old Greeley girl who went missing in 1984. Steve Pankey ran for governor in Idaho as a Constitution Party candidate in 2014 and then as a Republican in 2018. This is CPR News.